paragraph Yud Beis, v'zeh shekosu b'koheles, v'yoyser mehemo b'ni hi zoher. And more, in addition to what's written here, my son, be careful. What does that mean, in addition to what's written here? Haynu yoyser mima shekosu b'torah shebichsav, meaning, besides what's written in the Torah Shebichsav, if you want to complete the Torah Shebichsav, you have to go on to the Torah Shebal Peh. You want to complete the Kedusha, the Lashon HaKodesh, the way you do it is through what's in addition to the Torah Shebichsav, which is the Torah Shebal Peh. Kishom medaber mizeh, because over there, at the end of Koheles, this is what he's discussing. Mishevach divrei chachomim. He's praising the great rabbis. Sheheim misaknim hakoil umashlimim Torah Shebichsav. They're the ones who have the power to fix everything and to bring shlemus, to bring completion to the Torah Shebichsav. K'may shekosov sham, as it says over there, bikesh koheles limtsoi divrei chefetz. Koheles wanted to discover something important, the kosuv yosher, and the pasuk continues divrei chachamim kedarboinos. That part of Koheles at the end is speaking about Koheles is praising the Torah Shebal Peh, the words of the chachamim. Ayin shom bepirush Rashi. Take a look at what Rashi HaKodesh says there. Vezehu Rashi says asois sforim harbe ein keitz. Koheles says print many books, you know, infinite. Meaning that a person shouldn't say, hold on a second, if these things were really important, why didn't Hashem write it? Why didn't Hashem include it in the written Torah? Don't say that, as Rashi HaKodesh says over there. It would seem that if the Torah Shebal Peh is so important, why didn't Hashem write it? Why didn't Hashem make it part of the Torah Shebichsav? Al Kein Omar, therefore Koheles says, Asois Sforim Harbe Ein Keitz. Keep producing Sforim, many Sforim. Ki Ein Keitz Ladovra Zeh, because there's no end to this. Ki Tekev Kishenichtav Basefer Nasis Bechinas Torah Shebichsav, Shebichinas Asiya. Because as soon as things get written down, it becomes part of the Torah Shebichsav, which corresponds to the Olam HaAsiya. And we learned earlier that the Torah Shebichsav is incomplete without Torah Shebal Peh. You have to complete it. Ki lo oilam ein shleimus la Torah Shebichsav ki ma'adei b'chinas Torah Shebal Peh shehi bal peh daikom hi peh lo isen kanal. Because the Torah Shebichsav can never be complete without the Torah Shebal Peh, which is bal peh, which is passed from mouth to ear. Ki ein shleimus l'loshon hakodesh haynu shleimus l'loshon hakodesh haidei targum. The only way that l'loshon hakodesh is completed is through targum. Ki ma'adei b'chinas hashmianal, which means the ability to listen. V'alkein dvorim shebal peh yator shoy lomrim b'chsav kanal. This is why the Gemara tells us that those parts of Torah that are bal peh, you're not allowed to write them down. Alkein haklal, and therefore the rule is Yoiser mehemo b'ni hi zoher. More than what's written, be very careful. Lahashlim Torah Shebichsav ayde b'chinas Torah Shebal Peh. Meaning that you should know that you have to complete the Torah Shebichsav with the Torah Shebal Peh. Ayde divrei chachomim shebichol dor vador. Through the words of the rabbis of each and every generation, shetzorech lishmoya mipihem daika, which we have to hear, we have to listen to from their mouths. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in Torah Yud Tes on the Kutimran that this halach is based on, Ayin Shom. Rabbeinu Zal there discusses the difference between somebody learning something from inside a sefer versus hearing it from the tzaddik. And Rabbeinu Zal explains the different benefits in hearing it from the tzaddik. So here he's telling us that anything that's written in a sefer represents, symbolizes the concept of Torah Shebichsav. And we know that the Torah Shebichsav is incomplete without the Torah Shebal Peh. Therefore, no matter how much a person learns inside the Sefer, unless he hears the oral tradition, the Sefer is incomplete. And it's interesting that this applies to all levels of Torah. This applies to Halacha. A person can learn this Sforim, but besides what he learns inside, he needs a rabbi. He needs a rabbi to show him how it applies in real life, when there are certain exceptions to rules, all kinds of different circumstances, that he requires the Torah Shebal Peh to complete the Torah Shebichsav. And so too in Chassidus, in Rabbeinu Zal Sforim. A person learns a chapter in Likutei Moharan, he learns the Likutei Halachos, still requires the Torah Shebal Peh to complete it. V'zeh she'siyim, and this is what Koheles concludes with over there, when he says, Soif Dovor HaKoel Nishma, the end is, everything is heard. Kama Shapirish Rabbeinu Ner Yorisham, as Rabbeinu Zal teaches over the Antorio Tess, Shezeu Bechinas Esho Elokim Yira, as the Pasuk says over there, fear Hashem, Ves mitzvois of Shmoyer, Kizeu Kol Odom. Rabbeinu Nosson Zal interprets this now. Kama Shekosov Shom, Bechinas Elokim Diber Bekodshoi. Elokim refers to the Kedusha, the Torah Shebichsav, Elokim Diber Bekodshoi. Loshna Kodesh, Vezehu Ves Mitzvois of Shmoyer, and keep the mitzvahs of Hashem. Shmoyer Shmira Bechinas Asu Mishmeres L'mitzvoisai. The word Shmoyer means like a fence. Make a fence around the mitzvahs. Bechinas Torah Shebal Peh. That's referring to the Torah Shebal Peh. Shemashlemes is HaTorah Shebichsav Kanal, which is what completes the Torah Shebichsav. Vezehu, and then the Pasuk finishes, Kizeh kol ha'odom, because this is what all of man is all about. Kol ha'odom, kimo yisheg omru charazal, as the Gemara says in Brachos Tavov, lo yinivra kol ha'olom elo b'shvil zeh, uletzeves lezeh, v'shokol zeh k'neged ha'olom. The entire world was created only for this one, for this kol ha'odom, for the tzaddik. Uletzeves lezeh, and to be a support for the tzaddik. V'shokol zeh k'negdom, and the tzaddik is considered like all the others put together. Ki hakol tolui b'hatzaddik hador, shubichnas Torah shebal peh, shemimenu mekablam shleimus l'shen hakodesh, k'mo shekos ha'shom. Because everything is dependent on the tzaddik of the generation, who is, he represents the Torah shebal peh, the oral tradition, and from him, it's through him that we receive shleimus l'shen hakodesh. And this is what the Pasuk finishes there at the end of Keheles. Ki es kol ma'ase holikim yovoi b'mishpat. All of Hashem's creations will come in justice. Hainu shafilu hashgogois tzrichim l'sakin. This teaches us that a Jew has to not only correct his intentional transgressions, but even things that he did unintentionally, b'shoigeg. K'mo shepirish Rashi al kol ne'elam, as Rashi HaKodesh says on the words al kol ne'elam, afilu ha'shoigeg, that it comes to include even things that were done accidentally. Hainu kanal, as we said, shetikin hashgogois hubechinas shleimus loshen hakodesh ha'yei loshen targum, shubechinas shleimus torah shebichsav ha'yei torah shebal peh kanal. The concept of a Jew doing tshuva to correct his mistakes, to correct the shoygegs, the things that he did unintentionally, I didn't know it was Shabbos today, I didn't know that this was forbidden, that corresponds to targum. Because as we mentioned earlier, shoygeg means good intentions, bad actions. So it's toiv and ra. The machshova was toiva, the maisa was ra. So that concept, the tikkun of shgogois, corresponds, it's similar to the concept of bringing about a shleimus to Loshon HaKodesh through Targum, which corresponds to this concept of bringing shleimus to Torah Shebichsav through Torah Shebal Peh. Shekol HaParshas is medaberes mizeh, whereby that whole piece is discussing this, im toiv ve'im ra, where it talks about shkogos, whether if good or bad, that's the concept of the Eitz Hadas, which had both good and bad in it. This is why a Jew has to be so careful about the words of the rabbis, which is the Torah Shebal Peh. And this is why the Masoris, the oral tradition, is so important. The person has to hear from the mouth of the Tzaddik himself, in order to be zeche to Shleimus Loshna Kodesh through Targum, because we said again, Targum is the Torah Shebal Peh. Through which we're zeche to complete the tikkun 100%. We said as good as Lashon Kodesh can be, it's not complete without Targum, without Torah Shebal Peh. As good as what a person reads in a sefer is, it's incomplete without hearing from the rabbi, without the Torah Shebal Peh. Paragraph Yud Gimel, the final paragraph of this halacha. Vizeh Sham Razal, this is what the Gemara says, Navodah Zorah Daf Samach Vov, Recho Lav Milsa. We spoke earlier about tam, that taste, when it comes to taste tam ke'ikor, midrabonon, and so according to some midoraisa. If, let's say, something unkosher fell into kosher, even after you've taken out the non-kosher piece, if the taste of that non-kosher is in the kosher, it can still make it forbidden. But the Gemara says, recha, if there's no taste, if there's only odor, smell, the Gemara says, smell doesn't count when it comes to Isur. And there are several opinions like this in Yoredeh, Simen Kuf, Kuf Ches. Ki ikar hapegam hu bebechinas hatam kanal. Because the main defectiveness is in taste, as we learned earlier in the beginning of this halacha. Shehu bechinas hadibur kanal. Taste, we said, was synonymous with dibur. We brought the posuk baruch ta'amecha, which was used to refer to what a person said. What you said was great, blessed is your tam. So we see tam corresponds to dibur. Sheshom yesh achizas hashivim umois kanal, where the 70 nations have an achiza. Aval bebechinas horeach, but when it comes to smell, ein lohem achizo klal. The 70 nations have no kesher there. They have no power over it. Aval bebechinas, exactly. Ki horeach hu dovor shehaneshomo nena mimenu, v'loi haguf. Because the Gemara in Brochus Daf Mem Gimel says that reach, smell, is something which the soul benefits from, not the body. So we see that smell is a much higher item spiritually. It's not related to the body, it's related to the soul. And therefore the ra'ayin of the 70 nations does not attach itself to that. It can attach itself to taste, not to smell. V'alkein horeach hu bebechinas kedushas habris. And this is why smell is associated with tikkun habris. Kemuva bedivrei Rabbeinu Neir Yora besimen beis, as Rabbeinu Zal mentions at the end of chapter 2 in Likutei Moran. U'kamei shemuva le'el behilchas sukkah aloch aleph, as Rav Nosson Zal discussed earlier. V'alkein ein lahora hakoilel shel shivim umos shum shlita shum. And that's why the negativity of the 70 nations has no hold on smell. Ki hu bebechinas neshama, because smell is associated with the soul, she'ein shom shlito lehem kiyadua, where the sitrachra has no hold over there. The sitrachra has a hold on our bodies, not on the soul. V'alkein ein horeach oiser, and that's why a smell of something treif cannot make something unkosher. Let's say there was non-kosher food that was cooked in a certain room, and the odor of that cooking is still in the room, you're allowed to go in afterwards and cook kosher meat in that room. The fact that it has an odor from the non-kosher meat that was made in there does not make the kosher treif in any way. Because as we said here, the ra ha-kolel cannot attach itself to smell. V'alkein ein horeach oiser, therefore smell does not make something forbidden, ki bechinas horeach eino nifgam kanal. Because in smell, the Sidra Achra cannot be pogim that. V'ze shediktuku rabbeinu zal v'yomru recha lav milsa. And this is why our rabbis used this specific expression when they said smell is nothing. If you take the literal translation, recha lav milsa can mean, lav milsa means nothing, and milsa means a word. Hainu she'enoi bebchinas dibur. What the rabbis hid in these words, that reyach is not like dibur, shesho magia pegam kanal. In dibur, the sitrachra can be poigim. They can have a shlit on. On reyach, they can't, ki horeyach lamala mimenu. Because reyach, the sense of smell, is above the sense of dibur. When it comes to dibur, you have dibur of Loshon Kodesh, and you have the dibur of the 70 nations, right? When it comes to smell, there's no such differentiation. Smell is on a higher level. We've mentioned in the past that the Ibn Yisochar brings, he brings a major discussion on the topic of smell when he speaks about Marcheshvan, the month of Marcheshvan, because each one of the months of the year, the Sefi Yetzirah says, corresponds to one of the senses. And he says there that if you take a look when the Torah speaks about the Pigam of the Eitz Hadas, we see four of the five senses participated. They looked, they saw, it says she saw the tree that it was tempting. She spoke, the snake spoke to Chava, Chava spoke to Adam HaRishon. She took from it, she touched it, it says she took from the tree, which means touch, and taste, she put it in her mouth. Whereas the sense of smell is not mentioned over there at all whatsoever. The sense of smell did not participate in any way in the Pigam Beitz Hadas. And that's why, that's one of the reasons why, that's a much higher level of Kiddusha. That relates to the Neshama, not to the Guf. Baruch Hashem will hold it over here. We mentioned before when we started learning this that this particular halacha is not easy. It's talking about esoteric things. And it's based on Torah Yud Tes and Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph, which is also not an easy chapter. We tried to explain it as good as we could for now. Hashem will help. We'll come back to it again. We'll do better. Mitzvah Hashem.